season's greetings. Hope you are in fine fettle. Is Ooh. That what people say these days?
I'm never quite sure what fettle means, but yes, and yes. Yes. What does fine fettle mean?
Welcome to the podcast where we don't know what we're saying or what we're talking about. No, we do, honestly.
You talk to me about food, I can help you, but fettle, I don't know what that word means.
Well, we hope you're all right. Today, we are doing a subject which maybe we haven't talked about for quite a while. I remember in the early days,
yeah.
we did a podcast which was knowing your why or finding your why, something like that. In the long-term early days. And we thought maybe now is a good time to recap because we had some messages and comments from some listeners who had had a brilliant summer or few months. Some of you got married, which Aww. Was very exciting. Some of you had been mothers of the bride, fathers of the bride.
Brides?
Brides, exactly.
Grooms.
And there'd been big birthdays celebrated, big holidays celebrated. And you were feeling a little bit flat and thinking, well, now what? If that's been something that you've been working towards for so long. And we thought, well, September can also be a time that a lot of people use to reset, refocus, you know, maybe come back onto track if you feel like you've had a wobble. And the subject around finding your why and knowing what's really motivating you is something that quite often we have to visit a few times when we're, you know, following a weight loss journey.
Multiple times I've had to, hundreds of times. Your why is a very changeable thing, I think, depending on where you are in your journey, why you've started a journey, why you want to keep going with it. It's like an ever-moving thing, isn't it? So re-evaluating it is a real key to longevity and success.
See, previously we've talked about things like visualization and this yes. subject around finding your happily ever after. This thing that we're all here working towards is finding that happy medium, that happy place where yeah. we're okay with who we are, what our body looks like, what it can do. We've found that kind of groove with our food and our recipes and things like that. And that's kind of what we're aiming for.
We're aiming for that balance, aren't we? That balance of I've created a healthy body and a healthy mind, and now I've just got to keep these habits up so that I can stay within this place that I've created. But a thing that I had to accept is I think you've been through this as well, it's not this gold pot at the end of the rainbow. It's not, you know, all singing, all dancing. It's something that I constantly have to work on and I constantly have to put effort into. And addressing how to keep motivated and why I want to stay in this place is really key to that happening.
Now, the problem here is that as the plane passes overhead, because we're in Stockport-ish today, it's now starting to rain on us and we've decided to go for a walk around Anna's block and we have clipboards and paper. So what may be left of this piece of paper by the time we get back to yours, I do not know.
And I have frizzy hair.
Oh, no, look.
Oh, she's got a wet bit of paper and, yeah, there's a bag of sausages on the floor as well. Didn't
well, frozen sausages. Right, okay, hang on. I just, can you hold the furry thing?
Oh, my God, she's let me hold the mic, guys. This is like, you know, you've hit all-time like heights when she lets you hold it.
Protect the piece of paper. It's already disintegrating.
It's all right. I've got a digital version. We're okay.
Oh, no.
We might have to scrap the walk and go in and get a brew.
Shall we talk about one of the tools that we've picked out from Slimming World?
Yes.
Hang on one sec. Can't keep walking yet. Oh, this is what you get when you have flimsy paper.
It is.
So, I'll just take that back. So, one of the tools, that many motivational tools that Slimming World has, is something called the For and Against list.
Yes.
And this is, there's a template, if you remember. You can just go find an article, which I was reading. What's it called? What's standing? Hang on, I can't read what it's called. What's standing in your way?
Yeah.
And it talks through the For and Against list in a bit more detail. But what is the purpose then, Anna, of this tool?
So this tool is to uncover what could possibly be our sabotage traps and how we're going to protect ourselves in a weight loss journey. So the things that could get in our way and the things we're going to do to protect our mind. because the subconscious is a very devious, clever little thing, and we have to understand that with all the will in the world, sometimes that's just not enough to lose weight and keep it off. So a for and against list is designed to bring into your awareness the reasons why you want to be slim and healthy versus the reasons that are getting in your way, and almost come up with a action plan to combat them. It's such a powerful tool.
I suppose anybody could, you know, if you're not a member, you could do your own for and against list. Get a piece of paper, put it in half. But some of the questions that are posed on the for and against list allow you to go a bit deeper.
I think what we've got to understand is, depending on our starting point, so, you know, if you've ever been told that you need to lose weight by a doctor, a medical professional, by someone else, you're slimming for a wedding, for a holiday, those kind of reasons can almost have the ability to allow you to sabotage yourself. So this is just really kind of looking at and creating an armory about why you want to be slim versus the reasons why you don't like slimming, or what could possibly happen if you were slim. And a lot of them we've created in our own mind are actually false. You know, we have a false narrative, a lot of us, running through our heads about what will happen if we achieve certain things, or what will happen if we don't achieve certain things, or life will be like X or Y. And actually understanding that that's not reality, that's something our own mind has cultivated. So by spending some time and getting it down in black and white, what you do is you almost offer yourself a counter argument. Okay, so I've created the reasons why I want to be slim, why I want to be healthy, and actually the things that are stopping me, well, okay, there's that reason, but I can actually work out that I've got a counter argument for that. So it can be a really empowering thing to do, to free yourself of a lot of baggage that you have that you may not even realize. It's really, really fascinating. So a for and against list is a tool that I would be using with members who are kind of struggling to get that motivation to carry on with a journey, to get started with a journey, or not really realizing what's stopping them being as successful as they possibly could. Because I know both of us have come into our journeys with preconceived notions about ourselves, but also what a slim life may give us, and actually what we may lose or gain. And it's understanding some of those can be so powerful that they make you, they help you to achieve a goal, but some of them can be so detrimental they stop you achieving a goal.
Yeah. Whew. It's sometimes we get locked in the habit, don't we, of, I don't know, I'm thinking of some people I know who feel like they've been on a diet for most of their life, actually. Yeah. They've got locked into that kind of, that bounce and that mentality, but without really stopping and thinking, well, why?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the whole point, isn't it? Of actually, you know, if you are battling against yourself about why do you want to lose weight, should I carry on losing weight, this is almost the most powerful thing that you can do. Because what we are very good at, human beings, is only listening to the things we want to listen to, and don't realize how this narrative can be going on in the background at such a low level, like a hum, and how that can really, really be affecting you. And it can be belief systems that we created when we were very, very young. You know, like, you just have to think about things that you see and you do, like, and how you create these views of life. Like, actually, this is something I had in my head, but my mum is very big busted, curvaceous lady, and I had in my head, to be a cuddly and good mum, I had to be cuddly, I had to be big, I had to have big boobs. And actually I'd got this narrative running in my head, and where did that actually take me to? What choices did that make me make? It may be that you've seen, you know, Margaret Miles Bramwell talks very candidly about an image of her two aunts that she'd seen in her head, of one being the lovable aunt, and again she had a big bosom and cuddled her up, and the mean aunt was very slim and, you know, quite stark in her home, whereas, you know, the aunt that she adored fed her and gave her these treats. And actually what she'd learnt to believe is that to be loved and to be lovable, she had to be big, she had to be overweight. So actually what she was concerned about is when she lost weight that she wouldn't be as lovable or loved if she was slim. So again, these things that you don't even know are happening in your brain. You know, like for me, I used to think that all my problems were going to be solved if I was a size 10. Do you know what? Life would be fine. And actually what I realised is that a lot of the issues I had to be dealt with to be happy, and it was nothing to do with my size, but I'd almost put so much pressure on being this weight to fix everything else. So again, what a for and against list allows you to do is deconstruct what's going on in your own mind that you're not even aware of.
Yeah, that idea of expectations and picking that apart, I mean, even the subject title here, Finding Your Happily Ever After, it can perhaps draw that connotation around these fantasies that we often have of what we expect ourselves to be.
Yes.
And are they real? Are they really? Maybe perhaps the road, the last half stone to target for me was the hardest point, where I really had to look at, was this fantasy of being an exact number going to work for me? Or did I maybe need to let that fantasy go and look at what I'd done so far and understand that reality meant that I am happy where I am and I needed to change my target?
Yeah.
And that process that you go through throughout, it's funny with like the visualization, isn't it? It's like, is your visualization, your vision, realistic?
And again, this is what the for and against list will allow you to see. Actually, are the things I've come up with realistic, or are there things that I need to challenge? So what you normally find when you're doing a for and against list is all the reasons for become so massive versus all the reasons not are normally things that are fictitious or things that can be easily flipped on their head. So this is almost saying, do you know what? I now know I have 10, 15 reasons that are really prominent as to why and the benefits. And we'll go on to how you utilize them in a second. First is, actually, I had so many stoppers I thought previously, but actually I've realized that they are tiny things that I can change. So for example, you know, personality can be a big one. You know, I was known as loud, funny. My personality was the thing I hid behind when I was big, and being terrified that somehow I would lose my personality if I got slimmer. And what a for and against list allowed me to see is, actually, you'll be exactly the same person, Anna, probably happier, more confident, you'll just be in a different body. But I had to almost work through that was one of my stoppers, and actually how that was fictitious. So again, that's why this can be so imperative, because it shoots down a lot of the self-doubt that we have in our head. Also, I think a really important thing to know about with the fours is how you create the fours and then bring those fours to life. Actually see yourself. Visualization is a really key thing. Seeing yourself achieving them, being that person, doing those things, because otherwise they just become a stagnant list, don't they? So making the fours the things that you can really activate and see them happen, it means that you're living that life that you want to create.
Yeah, I mean, the questions it has on the tool here, you know, why do I want to lose weight or be slim? What's so nice about being slim?
Yeah.
What's in it for me? How will my life be better? And that's not thinking about other people, that's thinking about you.
Yeah.
What do I find exciting about being slim? And what is the best thing that could happen to me if I lose weight?
Mm.
Those last couple of questions, what do I find exciting about slim, I think also helps people who are looking for that maintenance mindset. You know, if they're maintaining targets, of why do you want to stay at this healthy weight? Or just if you're already on a journey and you feel a little bit stuck, as you say, it can be reminding you of what are you enjoying about life.
Exactly.
Now,
I think a for and against list can be used in so many different guises. I've done it for body magic. I've done it for, you know, wanting to lose weight at a particular time, wanting to stay at target. And it's a thing that you can use to create whenever you need it for that situation. Again, I think what's really key with a for and against list is knowing how to fill it in. And I don't know if that would like talking you through how this would work, because I think it's really key that you recognise this is for your eyes only. This is something that you would create and would be very private, because I think if any of us ever thought that anybody was going to see our deepest thoughts, it might stop us from being wholly truthful. So really making sure that this is something you do privately, and spend some time to do it, because this can be an emotional process that you go on, and something that can bring up a lot of things that perhaps you buried, you'd not wanted to think about. So allowing yourself that time to express yourself, because you're gonna uncover some things that might not feel that comfortable, might make you a bit sad. I mean, I've cried doing this. And again, at the times that I've done it, it's changed so much in those times, and different reasonings have popped up as well. It's a very simple thing to do. It's just a blank piece of paper with that for and against. And again, on the sheet, we've got some prompts, but this could be making this really personal to you and thinking about the questions and the things that you need to think about, because everybody is different, aren't they? My reason for being slim may be very different to yours, and the things that are stopping me may be very, very different. So again, really a thing to acknowledge when you're doing this as well is you may get those surface thoughts, okay, that just pop in and you pop them down. Okay, this is the reason why. And you will have to dig deeper, and it may be something that almost doesn't feel comfortable, but it's knowing you may need space and time, and this may be something that evolves. So you do it once and then you do it again the next week, and there's even more layers, like an onion, that you're really, really peeling back. And I think after you've made that powerful list of fours, and what I really want to help people do is concentrate on that power of the fours. It's then, how do you bring that to life? How do you make that happen? The key is, like a food diary, detail. Really breaking down those things into detail so that you can create that new groove of a slimmer you. Because if you just went, oh, do you know, it'd be great, I'd be healthy. Well, what does healthy mean to you? I mean, healthy to you and me may mean something totally different. Like for me, healthy is being able to get up in the morning and jump out of bed. Healthy is knowing that actually, do you know what? A lot of the things that I couldn't do previously to losing weight, like just going on this walk now, if I hadn't have lost weight and had my spinal surgery, I wouldn't have been able to do this. So being healthy is being able to do this walk, not having to worry that I've got high cholesterol. You know, again, getting in that minute detail can be really, really key. And again, it's that uncomfortable feeling that a lot of us don't like to sit with. I'm really good at, or used to be really good at, eating my feelings. So to watch out on, it may be easier to kind of bury it than deal with it.
I mean, here's the thing that it's different, I suppose, about slimming world, in that a lot of people think that losing weight is just tell me what I need to eat and then it's done. And what we're not going to go too into much detail, because we know that your consultants and the online hosts can give you this deeper understanding of, particularly around the for and against lists. Yeah. But the idea that these ideas around behavioural change, habit change, of digging a little bit deeper under the surface, it's in order to find that happy ever after, if we call it that, is about looking under the surface more than the food that you eat. It is understanding the why. It is looking at the when, the where, the knowing your way to navigate these trip up points. And also, not only that, but one of the things that is different about Slimming World is that when you get to your target weight, there is support. There is a 12-week booklet which helps you navigate that to stay there. And that is a crucial part that is so different from any other weight loss organisation out there, that you can buy a recipe kit, you can have a recipe box, you know, from another organisation if you wish, which will tell you what you need to eat and when. But then what? How do you build this into your life so that it is a weight that is... it's a plan and a, I suppose, something that is personal to you, to what you need in your life, and also for what you're saying is, even for you as someone who's been doing this for over 20 years, how that has, that plan for you and that why has changed from you being, you know, a younger whippersnapper out, getting your hair did, your nails did, flying around the world, to like being a married woman, settling down, having a child, a well-behaved child.
Oh, really? Have you met her?
A grown-up house, you know, and running your own business and doing all that. And that actually you've needed to adapt and change and have some flexibility around that.
Yeah.
And that is where tools that like this can help you understand that deeper understanding of what's going on here.
And I think that's a really, really important thing to understand, is that we're going to help you with the psychology of change. That's the thing that we need to really work on. There's the food, there's the activity, and then there's the mindset change. And these are what these tools are so, so brilliant at. And your consultant and your online community can really help you to navigate that along with those features, because it's understanding how and when you might need some support, because you may be listening to this and just kind of rocking and being fine, but it may be that you've now got this in your ears thinking, if I'm to have a wobble, this is something that I could use to protect me. And if you're deep in the trenches and you're thinking, I've lost it, I can't come back from this, the answer is yes, you can. You've just got to really think about it in a slightly different way. I love this tool, and to watch people when they do it in group come back and be like, right, I'm having it, is a really exciting thing to see.
Yeah, yeah. Many people talk about the find your why and the fours.
Yeah.
What is perhaps different about this is it does make you face the reasons of why not and the against as well, yeah, which is quite a different way of looking at it. I mean, some of the questions here, what don't I like about being swim? What don't I like about slimming? What bad things might happen if I lose weight? What do I use my weight as an excuse for? Yeah. Will I lose attention if I lose weight? What am I scared of failing?
Yeah, well,
and these are things that we do not often face.
No, and we've got a gorgeous trainer. She's actually just retired at Slimming World, called Jill. And I remember her saying to me, this is looking at what am I afraid of? And then looking them straight in the eye and saying, is this true? Is this a reality or not? And it's actually looking that fear straight in the face and saying, right, I've seen you. Now I'm going to get rid of you.
There's so many people who, if you've been on that ride where you are losing weight for an event or a big thing, a big birthday, yeah, or a big event, as we started the episode talking about, and when that has passed and perhaps you need to lose weight for just yourself,
it's a hard one.
It is one of the hardest things to do.
Really, really is, you know. And I see this week in, week out, you know. It can work one of two ways. People can naturally, that power of the pressure can help them, but I think the majority of people, if they're slimming because someone else has told them or because they feel that pressure, that can really sabotage them. So understanding that bigger implication of your weight loss, the bigger impact and the positivity of that and why that terrifies you, is only going to give you the armory to go away and be successful.
Yeah, it's one of the hardest things that you'll do, but stick with it. Deal with the wobbles, ride the waves, surf the urge. How many more puns and cliches can we say here? But as some, you know, people who have been there in your shoes and surfed those huge waves, you know, come from deep black holes back to like ground level, that it is possible. Be kind to yourself, find that support, take the time, really explore where you are today, how you got here, and use it as an opportunity to learn, not a reason to keep berating yourself.
Exactly. And know that how you feel today isn't how you're always going to feel. And actually have the capacity to change that, don't you?
So, plenty of things there for you to think about. Go get yourself a big cup of tea. I think we're probably ready for a cup of tea. We must have done a few thousand steps now. What are we on?
Go lie on. Down now. Let's check me
this
old...
This has been like a 23-ish minute walk. What have we done?
I don't know what we've done just now.
We got a duck.
Have a look.
It's a play.
What have
quick.
I got? What have I got? Well, I've done 7,453. So I reckon we've done about 4,000.
Woo!
Yeah.
Here you go. Whoa! Oh my goodness! I'm ducking! It's just over the road.
When you see what they're eating from the plane.
If I had my phone now, I'd take a photo because that is terrifyingly close.
Oh my!
Do you not find yourself when you're washing up ducking?
No, the worst one are the night flights when it rocks the house because they're the big ones, and you're like, oh god, is it an earthquake? No, it's just a plane. Oh, that's not low. It's when you can see them literally; they're waving at you. That's low. I love it. I get a sense of comfort.
Whew.
Yeah. Right. Move in for a couple of weeks, well, so get used to it.
I hope you're having a quieter peaceful moment wherever you are. And we'll be back in the next couple of weeks. Next every Monday we do these podcasts. Every other Monday is for members only, which you can listen to us on the app. And the rest of time we're on Apple, Spotify, all the usual places people listen to podcasts. Right then, we'll go put our feet up and see you in a bit.
Bye for now.